I don't know this morning. But I think I need to talk about today how darkness comes into a nation and how this all happens and how does darkness come into a person's life. Why is it that people would reject God when the Bible gives us such great blessings in Christ? Why would somebody not believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God who came on the cross of Calvary and so forth? And I'm going to explain why people don't believe today. I'm going to explain how darkness comes into a life. I'm going to explain how some people do not reach not only their full potential in life, but they end up in a place separated from the God that created us in the first place. And you say, how is that possible? Once you go to Genesis 1:1 in your Bible, this is going to be an easy one today. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, and it says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Let's say that together. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Let's say it again. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Right there at that point, if you reject that right there, darkness will come into your life. How does darkness come in? It comes in by rejecting the truth. And as I said, in 1859, Darwin wrote the book, Origin of the Species, and he said, we came from monkeys or slime that came up out of the ocean or some crazy thing. And they've been teaching that in schools and universities ever since in our country. And you wonder why we're in the mess we're in. We are in a mess. I didn't say God's people is in a mess. I said the country's in a mess. Are you listening to me? And so why do we have these people in Washington that don't have a clue? Why do we have people that we voted into office that not only try to take God out of everything, but they don't believe in God themselves? And why is that? Because they rejected a very basic truth that God created everything that you see, even the things you don't see. And so when you reject truth, the Word of God says you will believe a lie. When you reject the truth, you'll believe a lie. And it's amazing. We spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to send our kids to schools that do not believe Genesis 1:1. And therefore, we wonder why they come out of those schools rejecting Christ, rejecting God. You wonder why, because they don't believe the very first verse in the Bible. Why do you think it's there as the very first verse? Because this is a basic truth that everybody needs to understand. We didn't come from monkeys. We didn't come from things that crawled out of the ocean. We came from God Himself. Life comes from God. Death cannot produce anything. Only life produces life. And the Bible says that God was the life in the beginning of everything. So therefore, life comes from life. And so it's extremely important that we understand the basic truth of where we came from in the first place. And if you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going. I'll guarantee you that right now. In fact, your life is just going to be a lot of confusion. You're not going to have any particular goals in life other than maybe to make money and a few things like that. But the issue is you're not living until you know the life. You cannot live. You cannot be what you were created to be in the first place if you never knew where you came from and who you came from, I might say. Okay, now, well, it says right here in verse 3 of Genesis 1, and God said, let there be light, and it was light. Life can only come from life. I want to keep saying that. You never get life from death. It never happens. Life has to come from life. So, to have children, you got to have life in you. Are you listening to me? That life came from God. The reason we were born in the first place, we were born in the light, in the life of God, the very God that talks about in Genesis 1:1. What he says in verse 2 is, if you don't believe verse 1, then you're going to be without form, void, and darkness is going to be upon your spirit. That's really what it says here. Are you listening to me? Now, so you got to get that right. You wonder why somebody in their deathbed would say they don't want to talk about Jesus. It's because they don't believe Genesis 1:1. That's the issue. And if you don't believe Genesis 1:1, then it's easy to say there's no heaven, there's no hell, there's none of those places. This is it. And when this life is over, that's all there is. That's because you have rejected the truth of Genesis 1:1. Now, I want us to go to Psalm 19, and I'm just going to follow this theme because I want you to see that God says, how do you get light? How do you get light? Because when Adam and Eve rejected the life of God, then darkness came upon all man, and that includes you and I. You have to wonder why we are like we are. How can people get into the shape they get into? It's because they don't believe the truth. And if you don't believe the truth, the Bible says very simply, you will believe a lie. There's no such thing as a neutral ground. You're either believe your life is either the truth or your life is a lie. That's it. Just that simple. There's nothing else. Now, I want you to go to Psalm 19, verse 1. And here's what it said. I'm telling you how people get life into them, how they begin to come to the place where they believe the truth. The only thing that's going to save you is the truth, you see. And so in Psalm 19, verse 1, it says, the heavens declare the glory of God. The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament showeth his handiwork. So in other words, this says, if you look up into heaven, if you have any common sense whatsoever, you have to know there's a God, you see. I can remember when I did not know Christ, I can remember at times looking up in the night sky and seeing all the stars and the moon and all of that stuff and wondering what in the world that was all about, because I was curious about it. And then I remember one night looking up many years ago, and I looked up and said, God, if you're real, show yourself to me. Well, you know, it's an interesting thing that God didn't do that immediately. I went several years before it happened, but I'm going to tell you a time. God will always answer that prayer. He will always answer that prayer. God, show to me that you're real. God will do it. It might be 10 years later, it might be 5 years, whatever it is. God will show you the truth. If you're interested in the truth, God will show it to you. In fact, he's looking for people, looking for truth, you see. And everybody's looking for truth. There's millions of books out that you can read where somebody thinks they have the truth or they think they have part of the truth. Well, I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is the truth. Now, this says, the heavens declare the glory of God. If you took a study of the planets, the stars, the galaxies, and all of those things, anybody with common sense would have to determine this. It was done by a being of order, because it's all in order. If it wasn't in order, everything would fly apart. The planets would bump into each other, the crash into each other, the stars would crash into each other, and there's billions of them, and they're all in order, and it all is incorporated in each other. The planets can't do without the stars. The stars can't do without the planets. It's all together. It's woven together by God. And so everything depends on everything else. He designed it that way. And the same way with you and I. If we don't understand the truth, I don't care what Professor so-and-so says. If he doesn't believe Genesis 1:1, he's in darkness. Are you listening to me? Now, we have to start listening to what God says, what the truth is, if we're ever going to be. Many people die without ever coming to the place or coming to the point of what they were created for in the first place. Some people have no idea what they were created for, but you can find out if you seek God with all your heart, soul, and mind. It says, the heavens declare the glory of God, the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, night unto night showeth knowledge. So you can look at and study the stars and begin to see the knowledge of God. You can study the firmament. You can study the handiwork of God. The Bible says, really, if you study the animals, you'll see God. If you study the bugs, you'll see God. If you study the birds, you'll see God. It's absolutely amazing when you study these things. You see, the problem with a lot of people that do these things, they don't know Genesis 1:1, they don't believe it, so they study these things for a hobby, but have no clue as to what the birds and all these things are about. You know what they're about? God created all this stuff for himself, and secondly, he created all these things for you and I. Are you listening to me? He created them for us. He created them for himself. The birds aren't more important than man. God, the planet's not important than man. The stars are not important, more important than you are, because God created them all for you and for himself, for his pleasure, the Bible says. He created the whole thing for you as well as himself. And so there's going to be a time when you're really going to enjoy it all, because we'll be with the Lord, we'll have the understanding of it all, and we'll enjoy the entire creation of God. There's going to be that time. It says, day unto day utter speech. In other words, the stars and the moon and the planets and the animals and the order of all of this is speaking to you that there is a God. That's the issue. If you study these things, you'll understand there's a God. A lot of people say, well, you know, if there's a God, why am I in such a mess? Well, one of the reasons is you haven't sought after God. You haven't understood what the cross of Calvary is all about. And you haven't understood that God has such love for you that he wants you to be with him forever, to enjoy all this handiwork that he has done. That's the plan of God. If you go if you are into your life and you're dying and you go to hell, you've missed the whole thing. You've missed everything you were born for. You have missed everything that you're breathing for right now. You haven't got a clue. You've missed it. Period. There's no other way to describe it. It goes on. In verse 3, well, it says, these things speak to you, there's a God. These things speak to you, there's a God. You look at the stars and it says, there's a God, you see. And you look at the planets and you say, there's a God. And we need to know that God. And that's what it's all about. Now, verse 4 of Psalm 19. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them, he, God, set a tabernacle for the sun. It talks about the sun. And it tells us in the Word of God how the sun works. Because God made him, he ought to know. And here's what it says in verse 5. The sun is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, rejoices like a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from one end of heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there's nothing hidden from the heat thereof. And then the very next thing, he says, the law of the Lord is perfect. Hallelujah. Well, the issue is, the Word of God is perfect. If you want to know God, get into the Bible. If you want to reject God and live without him for eternity, stay out of the Bible. But the issue is, if you want to know God, you can know him. There isn't anybody in this room that can't pick up the Bible, read the book of John two or three times, and ask God to show himself, that they won't see God. There's not a single person here. I will tell you that now. Now, I'm going to tell you what God says, something so interesting. What happens to people that don't believe Genesis 1:1? What happens to people that does not believe that God created everything, including themselves? I'm going to show you in the Word of God, he says very quickly, here's what's going to happen to them. Let's go to Romans chapter 1. We're going to the New Testament. You say, well, that was the Old Testament. Well, let's go to the New Testament. Go to Romans chapter 1. I'm trying to explain to you why we're in this financial crisis in this country. God's people aren't, but I mean why the country's in the crisis, why Washington can't seem to figure out what to do. They don't know who to bail out next. They can't even bail themselves out, you see. How are they going to bail somebody else out? They haven't got any clue as what they're doing. They're running around like a bunch of three-year-olds who haven't got a clue as to what to do, and they're in a mess up there. And so I want you to go to Romans. I'm going to show you something that I think is really fascinating. I'm going to show you why, just for your information, you say, well, all these people are sinners. But why are they? I'm going to show you why they are. Why do homosexuals want to get married? Why are they trying to change marriage to be you can marry an elephant if you want to? What is wrong with these people? Are they nuts? You know? Well, no, they are, yes, but I'm going to show you why they are, and it's right in the Word of God. Here it is, Romans chapter 1, verse 18. You need to take notes on this so you can understand yourself, so you can pray for other people. The problem is that people that believe all this weird stuff are in darkness. They're not in the light of God. So you have to pray that God's going to draw them to the light. You see, just like he did you and I. We were in darkness, and God drew us to the light, you see. And why in the world did we come and other people don't? Because our mother or somebody was praying for us. I'll tell you that right now. God, it doesn't ignore the prayers of his people. Yes. And so you pray these people out of darkness into light. That's what the problem is. When the angels came and said to the shepherds, there's a great light has come. Hallelujah. It was God himself in Jesus Christ, born as that little baby. Are you listening to me? And I'm going to tell you, he didn't stay a baby. He's on the right hand of the Father in heaven today. He's in charge. And we need to find out who this God is that's in charge, because his rules are the only ones that count. Are you listening to me? Now, let's go to verse 18, and here's what it says. It says that the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, now underline this, who hold the truth in unrighteousness. In other words, any person with any kind of a mind looks at the stars and everything else, know it didn't happen by accident. All these various animals and things didn't happen by accident. If you study them, I've got volumes of books that just compares and shows about animals and how God created all these different things and all these different animals and birds and everything else, things that man could never have thought of in a million years and couldn't happen by some great explosion out in the whatever, you see. Show me one explosion that ever made anything good. Somebody says, like, you clean your garage out, you clean it all out, and then you wait for about 10,000 years, and voila, there's a brand new automobile in there. It just happened by accident. I mean, anybody believes that stuff, had a little bit too much cooking, Sherry, when they when they were making the Christmas dinner, if you understand what I mean. It says that who hold the truth in unrighteousness. In other words, they refuse the truth, and any time you refuse the truth, you will believe a lie. Now, that's the issue. That's what we don't understand. We think we're so smart that we can just separate truth and error and all this stuff, and we have all this ability. But the Bible says you reject the truth of Jesus Christ, you're going to believe darkness. I don't care what you're involved in or not involved in. Now, here it is. It says, who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Now look at this. Because that which may be known of God is manifested in them, for God has shown it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they were out without excuse. And so it says in verse 20, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. In other words, he says, everybody on this planet, and even out in the space station, I think, can look up and see the stars. They can see the moon. They can see the sun. They can see all these things of nature. And the problem is, if you don't believe God created these things, you'll end up bowed down and worshiping these things instead of the God that made them. And that's called darkness in the Bible. When you start worshiping things that were made instead of the God that made them, you're in darkness. Are you listening to? I don't care if you're worshiping yourself. Whatever, you're in darkness. Now that's what it says. Now, verse 21 says, what happens to those that don't believe the truth? Whether in Washington, D.C., whether they're president of the United States, or whoever they are, if they don't believe the truth, here's what they're going to believe. Verse 21. Romans 1, 21. Because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. There it is, right there. Their foolish heart was darkened. In other words, they couldn't see light if it looked them in the eye. Can you imagine a child being born, and that child grows up in a home, has two parents, hopefully, and grows up in a home. There's no reflection on anybody that doesn't. But the issue is that this child grew up in a home. Now he's a teenager. He hasn't one time thanked his parents for clothing him, housing him, for providing schooling for him, for doing all these things, giving him all the toys and all that stuff. He hasn't thanked them one time. He grows up, gets married, hasn't thanked them one time. Would you say that something's a little wrong with this picture? Yeah. Isn't that right? Well, it's the same way with God. God created all these things. God's provided all these things. God has built heaven for man. God has prepared a beautiful place for eternity for us. God has given us his Bible. But if we refuse to read it, we're not thankful to God. We say, I'm the one that did all this stuff. I'm the one that did the work. I'm the one that had the job. I'm the one that provided the money. Then you're in darkness. You see? You don't go to church. You say, well, who cares about church? Church is the place where God's people come together and worship him. That's what it is. And the Bible says, if you're not thankful, you're in darkness. That's what it says here. Because they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. All I can say to you right now, how's that working for you? How's that working for you? Everything going pretty good? How's ignoring God working for you? How's not believing what the Word of God how's that working for you? You see. And it goes, said their foolish heart was darkened. In other words, you don't believe the truth. You're not thankful to God. You don't give God his due. Then your heart will be darkened. And how do you know it's darkened? Let's go on. Verse 22. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Verse 23. They changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image like corruptible man. In other words, they're not worshiping God, so they start worshiping man. Yep. They put fatheads on the wall of their room. You know what I'm talking about. The sports figures, the big figures you put on the wall. That's what they call them. And they worship those things. Yep. Instead of worshiping God. I'm not against any of that. I'm just saying if you're doing that and not worshiping God, you're in darkness. You know, how's Erlacher doing getting you to heaven? You understand what I'm saying? I mean, how far is that going to go? How far is he going to take you? You see, that's the point we're making. So one thing that people do is when they refuse the truth, they worship themselves and say, I can do this, I can make this work. Then you know what happens? They come to the place where it doesn't work, and then maybe God can get their attention, because that's what happened. The next thing they're worshiping is birds. If you don't think they worship birds, they have bird names for everything. You know, you have the bird watching. I'm not opposed to that. But what you're doing is, you got to be careful. You give glory to what God has done instead of giving glory to the God that created that bird or that whatever it is. And there's a lot of other things about these birds. Four-footed beasts. Now, people worship animals, you know. They worship animals. Well, you know, I don't want to, we don't want to kill this animal because, you know, the Bible says that God created animals for man. Let's start believing the truth. Do I hear an amen? Amen. All right. I didn't say we have to abuse them. I didn't say we should do that. I'm saying that God created these things for man. Can you imagine? It's like we were reading, I don't know, it was last Sunday, I think it was, where man goes out and he cuts down a tree. I've talked about this before, but it's so weird. Man cuts down a tree and he cuts him out a nice chunk of wood. And so he takes that chunk of wood and he cuts it in half. And half of it he makes for firewood to have a fire to cook his food. And the other half he makes it in the form of a bird or an animal and bows down to it. Now is that stupid or what? What do you mean people have been doing that for years? They bowed down to a big fat guy with a big stomach. I mean, give me a break. I mean, people are staking their lives on that stuff. Why is that? I don't want to make fun of anybody, but I'm just saying, why is that? Because they didn't believe the truth that God created everything. So you have to believe that. All right? Now let's go on. Four-footed beasts and creeping things. Now, without going into detail, all that stuff represents certain things. And everything you can possibly be addicted to is in that verse right there. Everything from drugs to alcohol to women to whatever is in that verse right there. It's all under those categories: corruptible man, birds, four-footed beast, and creeping things. That includes prescription drugs, being hooked on that. It includes all of that stuff. Why do those things happen in people's lives? Because they didn't believe. They looked up to the stars and say, well, it's just some gigantic explosion over millions and billions of years, and all this thing came together. Well, you know, now where did you come from? You know, you didn't come over millions of years, and your leg was floating out in space for 5 years, and your arm was floating out for another 20, and somehow over millions of years, the arms, the legs, and their noses, and all that stuff come together. Well, are they still floating around out there? I haven't heard any scientists looking with their scopes at, oh, I see a big nose floating out, floating out there in space. You know, that's how much sense that makes. How can intelligent people believe such stupid stuff? It's because they don't believe the truth of the Word of God. That's the point we're making. You say in Washington, how could that nutball from whoever state vote for that bill? Because they don't have a clue.
That's right.
They're in darkness. You know, George Washington and all of his guys said, you know, we're going to put a government together, but he said it won't work unless Christians are running the government. He said, this government will not work unless Christians are running the government. That's what George Washington, all those guys that put Benjamin Franklin, put this thing together. They said, once you get a whole bunch of people up there that do not know Christ, that are in darkness, it's all over. And that's why our form of government usually doesn't last over a couple hundred years, because lost people get involved and mess the whole thing up. And that's what's happening. Now, you say that's bad enough. What is the final result of not believing God? Here it is, verse 24. Wherefore God gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own bodies between themselves. Look at this, verse 25. Who exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature or the created things more than the Creator. That's what I've been saying all this time. Who is blessed forever. Amen. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie. And they're living that lie, and they say, I don't understand why my life's all messed up. I can't understand why I can't get it together. I can't understand why things don't seem to be working for me and they're working for everybody else. It's because you're walking in darkness. You have refused the truth of God. What about people that break the Ten Commandments? Why did God put them up there? God gave us the Ten Commandments so we would know when we were walking in darkness or not. It was a test to tell whether you're walking in light or walking in darkness. You know, if you go out and have an affair on your wife, you're walking in darkness. If you lie, you're walking in darkness. If you steal, you're walking in darkness. If you give false witness, you're walking in darkness. If you covet things that other people have, you're walking in darkness. It's not complicated. So the point is, I'm not putting anybody down here, and I'm not interested in putting anybody down. But just look at your own life. Are you walking in darkness, or are you walking with God? Those that walk with God are going to be with Him for eternity. Those that do not walk with God will not be with Him for eternity. And don't say you never heard the truth, because you're hearing it now. Not because I'm giving it, because that's what the Word of God says. And so when you die and end up in eternal hell, you're not going to blame me that I didn't tell the truth. Are you listening? All right, now, that's just the beginning. Look in verse 26. And this is why all these things that we're going to read now in the next couple of verses are going on in our country, because our country is walking in darkness. Here it is. Verse 26. For this cause God gave them up to vile affections, for even their women did exchange the natural use for that which is against nature. And also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was fitting. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over, or let them go to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not seemly, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, insolent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, and disobedient to parents, without understanding covenant, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they who commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them, and that covers the whole thing. That's why they want to have homosexual marriage. That's why they want to have all this other stuff, because they have refused to believe that God is in charge and created the world, and they have rejected the whole thing, so they're believing the lie. I'm not putting them down. I'm not any better than they are. The only difference between me and them is that God got my attention, and I responded. That's the only difference. So we're to sit and pray for those people. We're to pray for those in Washington. We are to pray for the president. We are to pray for every one of these in darkness, because they'll never come to the light unless you pray for them and allow God to move in their life. God goes according to the prayers of His people. Do I hear an amen? And one of the reasons I'm preaching this in this time of the year is you're going to see a lot of relatives, you're going to see a lot of friends between now and Christmas, and you better be praying for them constantly if they're walking in darkness and not walking in the light. Amen. You see, everybody can pray. Their prayer is talking to God. God draw that person out of that darkness into the light of our precious Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross at Calvary and shed His blood that we might have eternal life. You see, this is the decision of life. Yes. If you don't make a decision for Christ, you've already made one against Him, and you will have the results of it. But God gave us the truth. He gave us the Bible. He gave us Christians. He gave us the church. He gave us tracts. He gave us Christian programming. He gave us Christian radio, so that this word would go out and people would then be able to make a choice, so that when every single person who stands before Jesus in eternity will not have an excuse. Because if it comes down to this, God said, "You looked up at the stars and rejected me." You looked at the planets and rejected me. You looked at all the creation and rejected me. Depart from me, ye who worketh iniquity. Why do people work iniquity? Because they reject the truth. I was a rebellious teenager because I rejected the truth. I grew up in church, rejected the truth, gave my parents fits, and I spent a lot of time apologizing after I got saved. Yes, I did. I said, "Forgive me. I was totally foolish. I was in darkness because I didn't receive the light." But God, in His wonderful love, tackled me and got my attention before it was too late. Let's stand before the Lord.